from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
But getting into some real baseball, over the weekend, there was some really fun, you know, obviously media probably hypes it more than us diehard baseball fans really hype it, but it was still kind of must-watch TV. All the games were nationally televised. Dodgers played the Yankees in Yankee Stadium, and Dodgers took two of those three games and kind of looked the better team for the most part. Luis Gil, for the third game, did what he does of late and has been great, but it's clear that that Dodgers offense is rolling and stuff like that. And it kind of got me thinking, Juan Soto's sitting out with a little bit. He's got, you know, kind of nothing bad, but kind of dealing with a little bit of lingering injuries or injury right now. But all reports coming out about Juan Soto and a new contract, as he will be a free agent at the end of this season, and the Yankees clearly traded for him thinking, you play 1 year in New York and you're with us. Hold the brakes on that. It's not quite a Dan Hurley situation, but it kind of feels a little bit like, even at this point where Juan Soto is clearly a huge factor in the Yankees' success right now. Yeah, Judge is healthy, and every time Judge makes contact on a baseball, I'm talking contact on a baseball, it looks like it's going out of the park. So he's playing out of his mind. But Juan Soto, I would argue, is clearly the MVP of that team. And I know you want to kind of play a little sheepish on, you know, I don't know, we'll see, my agent talks, blah, 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 and he wants $600 million or whatever it's going to be. Do you guys think that him kind of playing coy about a potential long-term deal in New York is because he still doesn't know if New York is the place he wants to be?
He may be considering it, but if he is smart and wants the most money possible and wants to, I mean, he is already a New York legend, it seems like, the way that he started this season. I mean,
he's just been unreal. This is the best Juan Soto I've ever seen.
Well, and yep, to quote Mike Lynch, even, he threw out on Twitter a couple weeks ago, he's like, Juan Soto is the perfect Yankee. Like, he just,
he
fits the swagger of that team and the way that he has played this year.
Always been a clean-cut guy, so it's not like Verdugo where, you know, on Sunday Night Baseball, they're like, do you miss your beard? No, Soto's always been clean.
If you're the Yankees, you are going to give him whatever he wants. If you're Juan Soto, you know you're going to be a New York Yankee. Like, if you want to keep marketing yourself as one of the top players, if not the top player in baseball, and have opportunity after opportunity on and off the field, you're going to stay in New York. You're going to get a huge contract. I don't care what is coming out of the front office with New York and them saying, oh, we really have to consider our spending. Like,
but yes, on paper, it looks like that. But do you think Juan Soto, a guy who was in Washington, won a World Series, went to San Diego, and for some reason that loaded roster didn't work, but Soto was still Soto light, but still a great ball player. Do you think New York is the best place for him?
I think
like
so.
Money aside, because someone's going to pay him.
I mean, it's just the way that
he's going to make $500 million.
The way that he has performed the season obviously is great, no matter what team he's on. But there is something about doing it on the Yankees, and especially this season when we weren't sure how good this team was going to be.
I mean,
and he is clearly making them.
I put money down at A&A that they wouldn't win 92 and a half games, and I think they've already won 92 and a half games.
He is clearly making them a World Series contender.
Without a doubt. And Gerrit Cole's right around the corner.
He's coming
and
back.
And he looks good.
So I think it's just, it is the perfect fit as far as type of player, the team that he's on. I can't think, it's like, it's hard to think of like, all right, so let's say it's not the Yankees, then who?
Yeah, I think that's the big question. It's like, the Dodgers are not going to pay for a right fielder.
No, because they're already
like
paying
that.
$1 billion.
They're
for
not going to pay for a right fielder like Juan Soto. You know, I think they'll do the Teoscar Hernandez, Jason Hayward rodeo until they got some prospect they can bring up and play in right field. That's a great question. Would Soto go back to San Diego?
No. No,
you know, I don't
they're not
think
gonna pay
so.
That.
The Giants, they seem to be willing to go after every big free agent. They went after Bryant. They went after Judge. They went after Correa. Would they go after Soto?
And he's already used to hitting big home runs in their stadium.
But is right field a pain in the ass in San Francisco?
They just
like that right field is no joke.
No.
It's monster. It's Fenway monster light.
But just to bring Blake Snell and Jung Ho Koo in, I mean, how much did they spend this year? You know,
truth.
Already like what
Jorge Soler?
Yeah, Jorge Soler
Matt
as well.
Chapman.
Chapman.
We're talking $3-4+$100 million, and then for one player to turn around and spend $500 million. I think New York's going to be the best place for him because out of all the other teams, what, maybe Texas? Yeah, because they've kind of struggled with their outfield prospects. Like, oh, maybe we just need to pay, you know, a young vet like this to come in.
Aging Evan Carter.
Yeah, what the hell? And Wyatt Langford, start playing a little better, kid. You were supposed to be, like, the guy. But New York is the best place for him. The coyness is literally a money negotiation thing, right? I've heard that, oh, Juan Soto's worth $600 million. He's not. I'm sorry. There is no world, unless he's pitching, just like Shohei Ohtani's going to next year, that he is worth more than, I mean, I even don't think $500 million's happening. I think like 450, sure. But at this point, the coyness, the New York Yankees saying, well, we got to look at the market. This is about like $5 to $10 to $30 million on his contract negotiation.
Well, this is on Forbes.com. Is that, and I haven't read the article, this is just the headline, but MLB execs project $498 million deal will keep Juan Soto in New York. So again, I haven't dove into the article,
sure.
But a recent panel of 28 MLB executives polled by ESPN projected that the slugger might earn anywhere from $50 million for a single season to $655 million over 10 years in his next deal.
See, that's the interesting point. That's what I was going to get after, okay? Because I believe there are only two guys in baseball that make over $40 million a year. I could be wrong on this, but I think these guys, even if there is, you know, if like a Verlander or somebody else is making, you know, short contracts, $40 million, but of long-term deals, I believe the only guys making over $40 million a year in baseball are Mookie Betts and Mike Trout.
So to go a little further in this article, the average of all projections was $482.5 million over 11.6 years. And with the highest and lowest outliers removed, it came to that $498.4 million over 12.4 years.
But $498 over 12 is less money than Mike Trout.
It's $40.4 million average.
That's less money than Mookie Betts.
Yeah. Highest proportion of panelists, 14 total, indicated that Soto would land a deal in the $500 mil to $599 million tier. Three said the deal would reach at least $600 million.
I understand that contracts are going to go up every year for stars, but we just saw Shohei, a two-way star, get $750 million.
Yeah, it's kind of like, you know, with the Stanley Cup Finals going on, you talk about great players. Like, there's Gretzky, and then you start talking about everybody else. I think when it comes to contracts in baseball, Shohei is something we've never seen and may never see again. So I don't love comparing guys getting contracts to Shohei.
Okay.
That's why I kind of brought up Trout and Mookie, because that's more realistic. Harper, You know, you can go down the line to Frankie Lindor and Manny Machado, guys that are making over 300 mil, Bryce Harper, et cetera. Shohei can't count.
Well, I'm just wondering if the value's there for that kind of player in general. If this guy that you're saying is kind of the exception to the rule is getting 750 mil, then how could somebody even come close to that if they're not offering both hitting and pitching is kind of my point.
But if you look at Juan Soto, boy, he's playing well.
There is one factor to keep in mind in all of this, his agent. How things gone for Scott Boras' clients over the last year.
Joe, I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, so if there's anybody that could possibly screw this up for him,
it's Scott Boras. All right, that'll be something to watch, especially as the year goes on. I can't imagine Soto signs a new deal. He'll test free agency. He'll do the judge thing.
He's going to go back to the Yankees. He's going to get an insane deal. I think that is, they're going to hate to do it, but they're
going to kind of have
to. It's kind of running back like to the judge scenario a couple years ago. Mm-hmm. It's like, he is essentially Mr. Yankee at this point.
Yep. Judge is the captain. He is Mr. Yankee.
You have to pay him. And Juan Soto, you brought him over in a trade, and he has exceeded expectations, I would say. He was really good last year.
It is insane to think that Juan Soto has exceeded expectations.
Quickly off the top of your guys' heads, who do you think Boras is going to find to be the Yankees' other negotiator here? Or the evil... Like, whatever, against the Yankees.
I think usual suspects. I think Dodgers, like, they won't be interested, but they'll have a conversation.
Maybe the Cubs.
Cubs, Giants, sneaky, Rangers.
Sneaky pick, Detroit Tigers.
Oh, boy.
No, I'm not saying it's going to happen. I'm saying Boras is looking for anybody in this situation to compete against New York, and they're going to have it.
I don't know if they're still playing paying Miggy Cabrera or not, if that money's deferred. But if not the case, then, yeah, maybe a possibility.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.